when Jesus wore,
when Jesus wore,
oh, when he wore.
Background is Showdown Clockwork Voodoo Freaks Def Mix Showdown Clockwork Voodoo Freaks right here on WFMU. Want to do a special thank you to you for listening, Boo Chief, for doing the board op engineering, and everybody be safe out there. Have a great weekend. See you next week. Mr. Fine Wine Downtown Soulville next on WFMU. No.
Sweet soul music, and I You're tuned to WFMU. This is the Downtown Soulville Show. I'm Mr. Finewine. Special show tonight. I'll be paying tribute to the great vintage soul music of my hometown, Detroit. And what better place to do that than in Detroit at one of my favorite spots, People's Records. Come by if you're hearing this around Detroit. Via the website WFMU.org. Come by, I'll be here till 9 doing this show live. Got tons of special guests and one very, very special guest. And I'll introduce them a bit later. I'm going to play a few records first. Enjoy.
Just can't make it. He broke my heart before.
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU. Some of the music of Detroit, my favorite stuff in the world. That was Johnny Mae Matthews with My Destination. Before that, the Technics. I think they're called the Technics. Could be the Techniques. Is there any... How do you find something out like that? Nobody's alive to ask, I don't think. Hey Girl, Don't Leave Me, the name of that one. So, as mentioned earlier, I put out calls to a bunch of my local collector DJ buddies, and I asked them all to bring a favorite Detroit, not necessarily the very favorite record of theirs, but a favorite Detroit record. And here is my first buddy, a local DJ and collector named Adam Stanfell. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. What do you got? What do you got in store for us here?
Well, it's if it's not the favorite, it's certainly by a favorite. I was listening to your January tribute to John Lee Hooker and felt like I had to go in that direction, as he's been a long time favorite of mine.
Mine too.
Hometown hero. And this one is maybe particularly fitting because while he recorded Boogie Chillin' in 48, this one comes out in 68, and he's attempting to update a little bit, and he calls out Detroit once again and updates it from Henry's Swing Club to the 20 grand, right?
Oh,
so
yeah, perfect.
For downtown Soulville and Detroit. And this is my selection.
Well, thanks for being here, Adam. And wait, can I ask you one more thing? Do you have any DJ gigs coming up or anything like that?
Absolutely, and I think I just agreed to one tonight with Mike Kavich, right? So the 16th, we're going to be at Bolero, which is a great spot here for anyone that's from out of town, a good spot to hang out. Not necessarily in Detroit proper, but they've got good DJs there all the time. A couple folks here tonight have regular gigs there, DeCristofaro, and the guys, they always put on a good time up there. So
okay.
The 16th.
Well, thanks, Adam. Let's hear from John Lee Hooker.
All night long. I was laying down one night. I heard my mother and father talking. I heard mother tell father, let that boy boogaloo. It's in him. And it got to come out. Oh, it felt so good. The boogaloo. I went all boogaloo all night, doing the twist, doing the shimmy, the hully gully, and the twist all night, all day. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And one day, when I first came to town, I heard everybody talking about the 20 grand in Detroit. I started to drop in there that night. And when I got there, I heard them holler. Then I holler. I was, oh, I'm feeling good. Those children, I want a boogaloo. I want a boogaloo all night. Then I said, I want a twist. Do the shimmy. The hully gully. African twist. All night. We'll be right back. wanna do the boogaloo all night. I wanna shimmy, I wanna boogaloo. I'm gonna do the twist, I'm gonna do the backslide, I'm gonna do the backbeat, I'm gonna do the shimmy, I'm gonna do the backbeat, I'm gonna do my little shuffle. Yeah, 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 yeah.
John Lee Hooker on the Downtown Soulville Show, courtesy of local collector DJ Adam Stanfield. Thanks for that, John. Adam, I don't really know that one. It's called I Want a Boogaloo. Was it released as a US 45?
UK issue.
UK only. Okay. Next guest is a fellow I've known for probably 15 years or so named Nick Soul. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Matt.
How
happy
are you?
Happy to be here. I'm good.
I'm happy to have you here. So Nick is Nick's collection of Motown family label 45s. It has to be one of the best in the world. Are you missing any, Nick?
One.
You're missing one. Is it Frank Wilson?
Yeah.
Seriously, that's the only Motown record. Do you have every? I know, you know, there are Motown stock copies and promo copies. They're West Coast, Midwest pressings. They all look kind of different. Do you have every iteration of every Motown release?
Getting close.
Getting close.
Yeah, just 45s. It's a little over 5,000 45s of just Motown.
Amazing, Nick. What an accomplishment. So I know that when I am traveling and looking for records, I'll see a weird Motown thing that I've never seen before, a label, and I'll send you a photo of it. I'll say, you need this one? And the answer has always been no. So anyway, what do you have in store for us here?
So the record I brought with me is The Andantes on VIP, and I'm sure most of the listeners of your show know The Andantes' song Backup for Motown on pretty much everything.
They may not know that, but okay. Yeah, those voices, those ethereal voices in the backing on Motown records is often this group, The Andantes.
Yep.
I've never seen one of these. I'm excited to hear it. We're broadcasting live from People's Records on Gratiot Avenue in Detroit. It's right across the street from the Gratiot Central Market. Come by. There's still time. Goes till 9. Thanks for this record, Nick. Here are The Andantes.
I'm
Nick, thanks so much for that record. Probably the only chance most of us will have ever to hear that. And let me add for listeners not in the know that the one record Nick is missing, the Frank Wilson, you know, the last copy I know of sold for $120,000 or something like that. There is one in Detroit owned by Jack White. He got it in an auction a few years ago, and it's on display at his record store, Third Man. Anyway, I've got a record queued up right now that's not technically a Detroit record, but it's certainly a Detroit-themed record because it's about Jimmy Hoffa. It's called Hoffa's Blues.
When Jim Hoffa was a little baby sitting on his mother's knee, a trailer truck passed and Jim screamed out, "That will be the death of me. Lord, Lord, that will be the death of me." Truck drivers, teamsters, and workmen know that Hoffa's their friend. When things go wrong, they run to Jim. They know he'll stick till the end. Lord, Lord, they know he'll stick until the end. Jim Hoffa, he got married to a wife named Josephine. She stuck by him through thick and thin, even when things got dim. Lord, Lord, even when things got dim. Jim Hoffa built a great mountain. His enemies thought it caved in. But Jim just smiled and shook his head, said, "That's only my teams is rolling in. Lord, Lord, only my teams is rolling in." When they laid Jim Hoffa in the graveyard, lay him down in the sand, when truck drivers all go passing by, they'll say, "Yonder lies our man. Lord, Lord, yonder lies our man."
A record called Hoffa's Blues on the Downtown Soulville Show. No artist listed on that label. It's on the Tronquista label, recorded in Florida, I believe, and handed out at a Teamsters convention is what I heard. If you grew up in Detroit in the 1970s, the name Jimmy Hoffa was kind of unavoidable. He was always in the news. My next guest is a special one, the proprietor of this establishment, People's Records, Mr. Brad Hales, longtime friend of mine.
Hey, man. Thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, thanks for letting me do it here, man.
No, it's amazing.
So I know a lot of record collectors around the world can be a little shy about sharing the sources of their records. You know, they don't really like to talk about their secret places for finding records. I have no qualms about saying that a huge proportion of my collection and an ever-growing portion of my collection came from Brad and from People's Records. Wow. So thank you for that, Brad.
Thanks, man.
Everybody around the world should come here. And in fact, when I travel everywhere and I mention that I'm from Detroit and I'm a record collector, people always say, "Oh, you know Brad?" So I do know Brad. Thanks, Brad.
Cool.
And so what do you have here for us?
This is a record called Come Inside by Stride, which it's a local one. Not a lot of information about it. Pretty sure you can't Shazam it. But I just thought it would be cool if this had never been on the radio before, if it was going to finally get a chance.
Oh, you think this is the first time it's ever been played
on
the radio? Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Brad.
Not
here we go.
Of fives.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Brad Hales. Anyone in Detroit ever should shop at Brad's great store, People's Records, where I'm broadcasting tonight's Downtown Soulville radio program on WFMU Live. One of the great pleasures among many of shopping at People's Records is the opportunity to talk to a lovable, friendly employee here named Carolyn, who also just happens to be Motown recording star Carolyn Crawford. Hello, Carolyn.
Hi.
So I have a record queued up here by you. I believe it's your first single. Came out on Motown Records in 1963.
Yeah.
Tell us about how this came about.
Oh, okay. Well, I won a contest. One of the first WCHB and Motown collaborated together, along with Tip Top Bread, rappers, and did their first big contest at the Fox Theater. So I was like 13, and I won first prize. And after the first prize and getting to talk to Barry, I asked him for three things. And one of the things was, could I write my own songs? And he said, can you write? And I said, I think so. So he said, bring your stuff in and we'll listen to it. And the good part about it is my very first was my very own, and he didn't touch it. He didn't change a word, a note, nothing. Put a beginning to it and put the background to it, which the Spinners sing on. Left it like it is. So I'm happy about that. And the other two things that go along with that was I didn't want him to change my name, and it put me on the Motown label, the one with the big M. I got all three wishes.
Well, good for you. And I believe I've read somewhere that this record came out on your 14th birthday. Is that right?
Oh, I recorded it on my 14th birthday.
Okay, recorded it on your 14th.
12 midnight in the what's the studio? What's the one? What is it, Brad?
Studio A?
Yes, the one in
Hitsville,
the
Hitsville Studio A.
The Golden World?
No, Golden World, Motown.
Motown, on
the West,
West Grand
the
Boulevard.
Snake Pit, yeah.
Well, let's hear this record right now, then we'll come back and talk to you some more, Carolyn.
Okay, thank you.
It's called Forget About Me.
That's right.
Carolyn Crawford on the Downtown Soulville Show. Let's hear it for her. Now, Carolyn, I think it's safe to say you must have been a pretty sophisticated 13 or 14 year old if you're writing songs like that and singing them, and Berry Gordy isn't touching them at all.
Didn't touch it, not one.
Amazing,
thing.
Because
it was about Willie Howard. Did I tell you Willie Howard?
Oh, who's that?
Yeah, that was the one.
That was the
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, that was my young okay. young. Yeah, he was messing around, young.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, did you remember Brenda Perryman?
I know the name, but
Brenda Perryman. She did a radio show here. Over there in Highland Park.
Okay.
And she asked me the same thing. She said, how could you at 13 years old be writing a song like that?
Yeah.
I'm thinking like, you know, well, 13-year-olds have experience too. What can I say?
Okay. So now, sometimes when I come in here, you've just gotten back from performing
somewhere
in England, but currently nothing on the schedule.
No, nothing
so
on the
book
schedule.
Book this woman, people.
Yes.
If you, you can email me, care of the radio station, MrFineWine@WFMU.org. I'll put you in touch with her. She needs some gigs.
Yes.
And so tell us about this next record I have queued up, I'll Come Running, which amazingly is another Carolyn Crawford composition that, you know, you get the soul writing credit, and it's your second single, right?
Yes.
And
okay.
Berry Gordy, Notorious Control Freak, just lets you go.
Let me go.
Okay.
I cannot complain. He put me in the studio with the big guys, Robert White, James Jamerson, Joe Hunter, Bongo Eddie or Eddie Bongo, and what's his name? Benny Benjamin.
Oh yeah,
on drums. Yeah, and I bang on the piano, and okay. So he put me in the middle of the session and let me do that and let me play tambourine. And this is another one that he absolutely touched nothing.
Amazing.
Not one. Nothing.
Amazing. Let's hear it. Thank you so much, Carolyn Crawford,
you are
for
very
doing
welcome.
This.
Thank
okay.
you.
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU, broadcasting live from People's Records on Gratiot Avenue in Detroit. One of my favorite places in the world, a place where you can come and shop and meet the great Carolyn Crawford if you're in Detroit. Thank you so much, Carolyn. Next up, another local collector DJ buddy of mine by the name of Mike Dukevich. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. Now, you're from Downriver, correct?
That's correct.
Not a place that many of us would associate with soulfulness, perhaps. But you've got you're a soul record collector, and you do some DJing around town. You got any gigs currently?
Well, as Adam mentioned earlier, yeah, he and I are going to be tag teaming a night at Bolero on September 16th. So come on out if you're in the area.
Okay, and what do you have queued up here for us?
This is Bobby Smith and the Dream Girls, who, for my money, I think it's my favorite Detroit girl group. Definitely no shortage of great Detroit girl groups, but
no,
yeah, this record just always gets me, and I think you'll hear why in a second.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Thank you, Mike Dukevich. Looking forward to hearing you DJ again somewhere. And next up is another friend, Tom DeCristofaro.
Hey, man.
Tom, you moved here from Cleveland a few years ago, right? But you fully embraced Detroit and its records and its culture. And what's the difference between Cleveland and Detroit, Tom?
It's the same. It's just there's more stuff here.
More stuff here. Okay. Not better stuff. More stuff?
Both, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you? What record do you have in store for us here?
Grandpa's Gully Rock on the esteemed Fortune Records.
Tell us
by
a little.
Floyd Smith and the Montclairs.
Tell us a little bit about why you like Fortune Records so much.
Oh, it's just you never know what you're going to get with that label.
They're known for their kind of low fidelity recordings, but then occasionally there's a totally fine sounding record.
It's like this one, for example, is an amazing sounding record.
All right. So. Well, thanks for bringing this.
Hey, man. Thank you.
Grandpa said to me, he said, look here, son, this new kind of dance, is it really fun? He said, Grandpa, you know you're much too old to sit around talking about rock and roll. It's about rocking, yes, and rolling all over the floor. Grandpa said, son, I thought you'd be surprised. I even hear my man all that crazy head jive. I did the honey gully, I did the straw, but I tell you it ain't nothing like
Thanks, Tom, for the cool Fortune record. Got another Fortune record queued up right now. I want to introduce the last of my buddy collectors here from Detroit. This guy played an important role in my life. His name is Dan Croha. Hello, Dan Croha.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, so in 1986, I moved back to Detroit after college, and I did a very modest zine, two issues of it. It was called Hip Ropel.
I remember
When I put out the very first issue in late September, I believe, of 1986, I dropped them off at bookstores and record stores around town, and
one of the places was Sam's Jams.
Sam's Jams, great record store in Ferndale.
I found a copy.
Dan found a copy, and literally one day after I dropped the copies off at Sam's Jams, I got a handwritten letter in the mail from Dan Croha, which I happen to have right here, dated October 2nd, 1986.
Crazy, man. You're kidding me.
And Dan, I won't read the whole letter, but I'll read one little section.
Please
here.
Don't.
It says, I want you to write about my band, The Gories. We got our name from an episode of Gidget, and we play primitive garage punk. We suck.
Very proud of that fact. Very proud. Thank you.
Anyway, Dan has gone on to great fame as a musician. And
modest fame.
Pleased to have you on the show, Dan.
Thank you.
And also a fair amount of both credit and blame for my record obsession lies at your feet. Because
I
you,
had no idea.
After this letter, I got in touch with you. Well, I saw The Gories and I fell in love immediately. It was like maybe only your second or third gig. It was at the Hamtramck Pub, as I recall.
We played there many times.
Yeah, and then you and I hung out a few times, and you introduced me to some records. In fact, I'm going to pull one out in a minute.
Probably bought at Bob May's
exactly.
record store.
You introduced me to a record on the Mutt label by Carol Jones.
Oh, man.
You played that for me. I have it here with me. I'm going to play it right after we hear your record. And that was back when you could buy handfuls of Mutt records at May's store on 8 Mile Road
copies.
For 40 cents each.
Yeah. Right.
But anyway,
nobody
Dan,
wanted them.
I give you credit and blame for the mess that my life has become. So what do you have here?
So when you asked me to bring my favorite Detroit record, immediately I Had a Dream by Nathaniel Mayer came to mind. It has so many things about it that I love. It was made in 1963, which is probably my favorite year for R&B. The band that became Black Murda is backing them up.
Oh, is that right?
This.
I didn't even know that.
Which is an awesome band in itself. And they were teenagers at this point. And I think they probably wrote this song. I mean, he came up with the words, but I think they came up with the music. And it's just like great rock and R&B, great hot guitar. And I just love it. It's one of my favorite records.
One of my favorite records, too. And I think you and I saw Nathaniel Mayer perform at the same time. In Southfield, maybe?
Yes, when he first kind of came back.
Kind of reemerged from the show.
2000?
Something like that. And it was amazing. He came out in like white tails, right?
Yes.
Like a white formal wear.
Yes, tails.
And was dancing around like James Brown on stage.
Yes, he was.
We were all amazed, yes. So let's hear this Fortune record that Dan Croha has kindly provided by Nathaniel Mayer.
Still all right.
Nathaniel Mayer on the Downtown Soulville Show, our live broadcast from People's Records in Detroit. Thanks, Dan Krohoff, for that great record. Winding down, I got a few more to play here myself. We have more Detroit musical royalty in the house, a surprise guest, offspring of the great Ollie McLaughlin, Karen McLaughlin, standing right in front of me. Thank you for coming. Ollie, renowned musical figure, legendary person who owned several local labels that put out amazing records. Karen, Carla, and Moira, all named after his daughters. Unfortunately, I didn't bring a Karen record, but I do have a Carla record, label named after your sister. So let's hear that. Here are the four pros.
You hear them saying,
just about out of time here on the Downtown Soulville Show. Thanks, everybody, who came out for this live broadcast from People's Records. Thanks especially to Brad Hales of People's Records, Carolyn Crawford, all my buddies who brought records. This has been really fun. Remember, if you're in Detroit, look up People's Records, Gratiot Avenue. Great record store. And not just a record store. It's really sort of a cultural hub. It looks like a little museum in here. There's all kinds of photographs of Detroit recording artists on the walls. There's paintings. There's old posters and things. In addition to 45s, LPs, and 78s, the stuff dreams are made of. Let's hear one more record, and then that'll do it.
Detroit, Michigan, talking about girls, girls, girls. We got them. Detroit, Michigan, talking about fine, fine girls. We got them. Detroit, Michigan. Well, tight skirts above their knees. The kind of girls that know how to lead. The kind of girls that look so good. The kind that ought to be at Hollywood.
Talking about soul, soul, soul. We got it. Detroit, Michigan. Talking about a soulful groove. We got it. Detroit, Michigan.
The city and music of Detroit knows no bounds. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
There's another way to make change. And I will not give up. I have come too far. I have a plan. It begins today. Burn it down. Burn it down.
Thank you.